But in order to get there, Hillary Clinton is going to have to overcome two very real obstacles: unknown and often ununderstood gender bias, and even worse, a degree from Yale. You can challenge stereotypes, both subtle and obvious. At Facebook, we have posters around the wall to inspire us. Done is better than perfect. Fortune favors the bold. What would you do if you weren't afraid? My new favorite? Nothing at Facebook is someone else's problem. I hope you feel that way about the problems you see in the world, because they are not someone else's problem. Gender inequality harms men along with women. Racism hurts whites along with minorities. And the lack of equal opportunity keeps all of us from fulfilling our true potential. So as you graduate today, I want to put some pressure on you. I want to put some pressure on you to acknowledge the hard truths, not shy away from them, and when you see them, to address them. The first time I spoke out about what it was like to be a woman in the workforce was less than 5 years ago. That means that for 18 years, from where you sit to where I stand, my silence implied that everything was okay. You can do better than I did, and I mean that so sincerely. At the same time, I want to take some pressure off you. Sitting here today, you don't have to know what career you want or how to get the career you might want. Leaning in does not mean your path will be straight or smooth, and most people who make great contributions start way later than Mark Zuckerberg. Find a jungle gym you want to play on and start climbing. Not only will you figure out what you want to do eventually, but once you do, you will crush it. Looking at you all here today, I'm filled with hope. All of you were admitted to a small school near Boston, either for your academic potential, your personality, or both. You've had your firsts, whether it's a winter coat, a love, or a C. You've learned more about who you are and who you want to be. And most importantly, you've experienced the power of community. You know that while you are extraordinary on your own, we are all stronger and can be louder together. I know that you will never forget Harvard. And Harvard will never forget you, especially during the next fundraising drive. Tomorrow, you all become part of a lifelong community, which offers truly great opportunity and therefore comes with real obligation. You can make the world fairer for everyone. Expect honesty from yourself and each other. Demand and create truly equal opportunity. Not eventually, but now. And tomorrow, by the way, you get something Mark Zuckerberg does not have, a Harvard degree. Congratulations, everyone.